Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. Nation salutes bravery and sacrifice of armed forces on first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. President, Vice President and Prime Minister call it a defining statement, testament to India's unwavering resolve against terrorism. President of Vietnam Tho Lam emphasizes his country and India together have opportunity to be key players of global supply chain. WHO confirms 5 hantavirus cases linked to outbreak aboard a cruise ship, says public health risk is low. And in archery, Indian women's recurve team ensures country's first medal at World Cup Stage 2, beating South Korea in semi-final at Shanghai. The nation today saluted the courage, commitment and supreme sacrifice of the armed forces on the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. On this day last year, India launched Operation Sindoor, carrying out airstrikes on 9 terror infrastructures in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, eliminating at least 100 terrorists. It was India's befitting response to the barbaric Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attack on the tourists in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April last year. In their messages on the occasion, the President, Vice President and Prime Minister described Operation Sindoor as a landmark expression of country's uncompromising stand against terrorism and threats to national security. The Indian Armed Forces held a joint press conference today on the sidelines of the Combined Commanders Conference in Jaipur to mark the first anniversary of the operation. The Armed Forces said, Operation Sindoor successfully achieved its objectives and demonstrated exceptional coordination among the Army, Navy and Air Force. Addressing the media, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said, India's fight against terrorism continues with full determination.
Operation Sindoor saw India very consciously and coherently go beyond its erstwhile approaches and methods and target terror across the line of control and our international boundary with Pakistan with precision, proportionality and a clarity of purpose. It was a statement of resolve, responsibility and strategic restraint by a nation. From the outset, the government gave us 2 clear directions, clear politico-military objectives and the operational flexibility to achieve these.
Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Rathir Jaiswal stressed that cross-border terrorism has long been used by Pakistan as an instrument of state policy.
We are marking the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. The entire world saw the Pahalgam terrorist attack for what it was. We gave a befitting reply to Pakistan for its sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. The world knows that cross-border terrorism has long been used by Pakistan as an instrument of state policy. We in India have every right to defend ourselves against terrorism. We will continue to work to strengthen the global fight against terrorism.
Responding to a query on repatriation of illegal Bangladeshis, Mr. Jaiswal said that more than 2,860 cases of nationality verification are pending with Bangladesh. On Khalistani groups in Canada, the spokesperson said, India has consistently spoken out about concerns regarding the use of Canadian territory as a safe haven by extremist and separatist elements.
We have consistently spoken out about concerns regarding the use of Canadian territory as a safe haven by extremists and separatists. India has repeatedly urged the Canadian authorities to take effective action against anti-India elements operating from its soil. This includes addressing the issue of glorification of violence, threats against diplomats and leaders, vandalism of places of worship, and attempts to promote secessionism through so-called referendums.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met UAE Minister of State for International Cooperation Reem Al-Hashimi in Abu Dhabi. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said both the sides reviewed the full spectrum of the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership and identified areas for further cooperation. They also discussed the ongoing regional situation and global issues of mutual interest. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Vietnamese President Tho Lam today said, India and Vietnam together have a significant opportunity to play a pivotal role in the global supply chain amid the changing world order. President Tho Lam was addressing the India-Vietnam Business Forum in Mumbai today. He stated that both the countries have faced many challenges with mutual cooperation in the past and invited Indian companies, especially those working in cutting-edge technology sectors, to invest in Vietnam. He further highlighted that the current global scenario is indeed a challenge, but also an opportunity to elevate the cooperation between India and Vietnam to a new level. The event also saw the signing of 8 memorandums of understanding between the two countries. The World Health Organization, that is WHO, today confirmed 5 hantavirus cases linked to outbreak of the disease on board a cruise ship, while 3 additional cases remain suspected. The WHO said it assesses the public health risk as low. WHO has now informed the 12 countries whose nationals disembarked the cruise ship MV Hondius earlier during the voyage at the remote British territory of St. Helena in the South Atlantic Ocean. Those 12 countries are Canada, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, St. Kitts and Nevis, Singapore, Sweden, Switzerland, Turkey, the United Kingdom and the United States of America. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a media briefing in Geneva that the agency currently expects the outbreak to remain limited if appropriate public health measures are implemented quickly and effectively.
Given the incubation period of the Andes virus, which can be up to 6 weeks, while this is a serious incident, WHO assesses the public health risk as low. It also shows why the international health regulations exist and how they work. WHO is working with multiple governments and partners on the response under those regulations. Our priorities are to ensure the affected patients receive care, that the remaining passengers on the ship are kept safe, and to prevent any further spread of the virus.
Meanwhile, international authorities have intensified efforts to contain a rare outbreak of deadly disease linked to the Andes strain of hantavirus after 3 people who were aboard the cruise ship MV Hondius died since it set sail from Argentina a month ago. The Dutch-flagged expedition vessel carrying around 150 passengers and crew is now sailing towards Spain's Canary Islands under strict precautionary measures after being anchored for 3 days near Cape Verde, an archipelago nation off the West African coast. In United Kingdom, voters are casting ballots in crucial elections across England, Scotland and Wales. In England, polling is underway for about 5,000 seats across 136 councils as well as 6 mayoral contests. It is the biggest electoral exercise since the 2024 general election. In Scotland and Wales, people are deciding new parliamentary leadership. However, there are no elections in Northern Ireland until May 2027. New and renewable energy minister Prahlad Joshi today met investors from the United Kingdom and highlighted India's rapid strides in renewable energy and its emergence as a leading global destination for clean energy investments. In a social media post, the minister said he looks forward to a collaborative partnership to leverage their expertise in drilling and exploration activities and further strengthen India's clean energy transition. In archery, Indian women's recurve team assured the country's first medal at the World Cup Stage 2 with a stunning win over record 10-time Olympic champion South Korea in the semifinal at Shanghai in China today. The women's team of seasoned Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhakat and teenager Kumkum Mohod defeated the South Korean side 5-1 to set up a gold medal clash against second seed China on Sunday. In some more news, the Israel Today said that it struck an infrastructure used by the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah for terrorist activities in the Nabatea area of Lebanon. In a social media post, the Israeli Air Force said approximately 20 additional military targets of the terrorist organization Hezbollah were attacked in southern Lebanon. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Nation salutes bravery and sacrifice of armed forces on first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. President, Vice President and Prime Minister call it a defining testament to India's unwavering resolve against terrorism. President of Vietnam Tho Lam emphasizes his country and India together have opportunity to be key players of global supply chain. WHO confirms 5 hantavirus cases linked to outbreak aboard a cruise ship, says public health risk is low. And in archery, Indian women's recurve team ensures country's first medal at World Cup Stage 2 beating South Korea in semi-final at Shanghai. And with that, we conclude tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.